Now we are told that this little fella is being brought up, and he's 6 years old. Verse 4, and the seventh year Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard, and brought them to him into the house of the Lord, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. The rulers were brought in. I think they were tired of this woman Athaliah anyway, and they knew how bloodthirsty she was. And when they discovered that there was a son in the line of David, why, it brought encouragement and joy and hope to them. And he commanded them, verse 5, now saying, this is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And ye shall compass the king round about, every man. Now you notice the extra precautions that are taken to preserve the life of this little fellow, because you know that his life would not have been worth a plugged nickel if this woman Athaliah had been able to get to him. She would have slain him, and after all, he's a grandson. May I say to you, this woman is as heartless as Jezebel was. Well, we're told that they protected this little fellow until they were able now to bring him before the people. And I drop down to read verse 11. And the guard stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar in the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him. They clapped their hands and said, God save the king. This was a great day, you see, for the southern kingdom. Now, to know that there was one left in the line of David, it looked very discouraging there for a while. Now, notice verse 13. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. You see, she hadn't been invited. And when she heard all of the clamor that was taking place, now she evidently was in the palace of David, which was on Mount Zion, right above the temple area. She could hear the noise, and now she proceeds down there. Verse 14, and when she looked, and behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manna was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, treason, treason. Well, that's her idea of treason, of course. But Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the host, and said unto them, have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with a sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. They laid hands on her. She went by the way by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there was she slain. She tried to flee, and there was no way in the world for her to have her trial transferred to another district where she would be expected to receive a fair trial. They just executed her right there and saved an appeal to the Supreme Court, got rid of her, which was, I think, a very proper thing to do at that time. Now, the removal of this woman took a dark cloud off of the southern kingdom, and now this little fella, he's just a boy, and naturally he had to have the counselors to rule in his stead. And one of them was the man that had engineered all this, and it was Jehoiada. And Jehoiada is the one that was in on all of this, and he had been the one that had led in the execution of this woman, Athaliah.